Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Meet Nick Sanborn and Amelia Meath. He is an electronics music producer, and she has been a part of the Appalachian music-inspired band Mountain Man. When they met in 2013, when Meath asked Nick to remix one of her tunes, they were not thinking of becoming the electronics music group Sylvanesso that they are today, but something clicked, and their self-titled album came out earlier this year. We'll meet them after this performance of Coffee, live on stage at World Cafe Live.
Get up, get down, get up, 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 get up
Well, there's a piece of music that you might well know that we've been playing for a while from Sylvanesso's debut album, that a piece of music called Coffee, of which they have to sign some of the royalties over to Tommy James. But there you go. That is live on stage at World Cafe Live. I talk about how you've possibly heard that song before, but you really haven't heard it before, because I think every time that Amelia, who's here with me, Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn, get on stage, it turns into something different. Am I right? There seems to be a lot of interaction between you two on stage.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, electronic sets like this can so easily turn into a karaoke thing that we tried to make our show something that could be kind of different every night, and we could just kind of play off each other. And
yeah, and you need to change it up. We've been playing these songs for a bit now.
Tell me about that. Tell me about starting out playing them and how you feel about it now, because you seem really comfortable and like you anticipate everything that's going to happen on stage now.
I don't know. I think it's interesting coming from, I hesitate to say regular bands, but, you know, bands with like guitars and bass and drums and things like that, to this, because I didn't expect, I think, that we would continue to kind of develop the songs as tour went along, the way you do in a normal band. And, you know, songs kind of change and grow and become different things over time. And just the nature of having, you know, playing to tracks, I kind of thought there'd be a lot less development, but it's kind of keeps changing in this kind of cool way. You said we anticipate each other. I think that's one of my favorite parts about playing with Amelia, is just that, I try to anticipate what she's going to do and then also allow myself to be surprised by her every night. And that kind of, I think, keeps it fresh.
Now, it's funny, talking about the way that you two met at a kind of a strange double bill where Nick, your electronics was paired with Amelia's band Mountain Man, which is an acoustic a cappella, very different thing. And you know what? I wanted to say that it parallels perfectly the first time, Amelia, that I met you, because I interviewed Mountain Man at the Moog Fest.
Yeah.
And you all were the, what is different? What thing is different from everything else here?
No oscillators on stage.
Zero.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you came together and how you met?
Well, yes. So we met at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where Nick was living at the time. Mountain Man was on probably the dreamiest tour that we went on, which was a three band bill: us, Mr. Twin Sister, and Bear in Heaven. And Bear in Heaven couldn't play that night, so we needed a third act, and Nick was that. So it was Nick, Mountain Man, and Mr. Twin Sister.
I think it was like my second solo show ever.
Yeah. And I knew that we were friends immediately because of the way that Nick moves when he plays.
Which is, kind of file under embarrassing, I think, for me. But
like a really excited praying mantis.
That's a great description. I wanted to talk about it, because in some ways, your performance is just to accompany your dancing. I mean, both of you, I should say that Amelia has at least four-inch platforms that she wears that you managed to turn into ballet slippers. You really work those things.
Oh, why, thank you.
and there's a lot of interaction. I mean, we talked in the beginning about, Nick, what happens with a lot of electronic performance, push a button, and that is not what you do. You are always interacting, and you know how when you see a guitarist make a move when he plays it, you do that with electronic music, and it's kind of cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's something that maybe keeps a lot of people from being able to access electronic music. You know, like you said, when you see a guitar player play a note, your brain automatically puts the movement of what he's doing with the sound that you're hearing, and you experience it more fully. But that interaction is more vague, I think, with electronic music. And so I really like to try to set up, you know, the patch or the computer in such a way that hopefully, even if you have no idea what I'm using or what any of that is, that my movement, your brain will be able to relate my movements to something that you're hearing.
Well, let's go back to the stage and hear this performance of Hey Mommy. Our guest today is Sylvain Esso, and that is Hey Mommy, live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're getting a chance to talk with Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn about their music. And Amelia, I wanted to talk to you about that one, because that one seems to have the most old-timey roots of a lot of the things you do. Where did that come from?
Well, I wrote that song about getting catcalled in the street.
Ha-ha.
And...
So, Hey Mommy would have been a fairly nice catcall compared to some, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I've found that, particularly with the songs that I'm writing recently, they're more of questions and explorations of how you feel about something, as opposed to a very simple, you know, I'm going to love you forever, even though you don't love me back.
So, questions, not statements.
Yeah, questions, not statements. So, or with... More oftentimes when I get asked about that song, people are like, so you don't like catcalling, do you? And there are points when I don't, and there are points when it feels kind of nice, you know, and I don't, and that opinion is embarrassing to me, that sometimes that makes me feel good, and trying to negotiate that. And also, you know, I like to catcall people too.
Ah, it goes both ways.
Yeah, or figuring out yeah, trying to negotiate my opinions about all those things.
Well, we need more exploration of the gray area in just about any subject matter, so I'm glad that you put it that way.
Thank you.
That's actually, I think, something I love the most about Amelia's lyrics is just that none of them are black and white songs. They're all kind of about how being a human is a really complicated thing, and usually no one person is at fault for any single act that happens. And I think that's kind of most of the music I tend to gravitate towards outside of our band, too, is mm-hmm. you know, music that admits that life is complicated.
Have you ever read Speaker for the Dead?
No.
It's by Orson Scott Card, and it's the sequel to Ender's Game. And in it, there's this beautiful concept of someone who's a speaker for the dead, and what happens when someone dies, you can call for a speaker for the dead, and they go and research the person's life. And at a ceremony, they just speak their life.
And the good and the bad.
Yeah, the good and the bad, and in a completely unjudgmental way, which I aspire to.
That's kind of great. You mentioned some of the music you like being in the gray area. Speaking of the gray area, the Venn diagram of your musical tastes, where does it come together and where does it go apart? Because you come from, you know, from the outside, if you look at it from the outside, from Mountain Man and what you were doing, pretty different world.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually as disparate as people might think it is. I mean, we've both played in a bunch of different bands. I was in Megafon before this, and I played in a bunch of other bands. I think we both just have really diverse tastes. But where do they separate? What bands are you into that I'm not into? NRBQ? You're wearing an NRBQ shirt right
now. But also, like, NRBQ relates to a lot of bands that you like, though.
That's very true.
Ah, okay. Okay.
We both have really strong listening backgrounds. Nick comes from a jazz background. I come from a folk background where, like, one of the main important ingredients is that is being really present. So I find being really present and able to react in the moment. And I think that's the main way that we relate.
Yeah, yeah. I think, and when other bands do that, I relate to that a lot. Like, the Bad Plus is, you know, a band that is maybe one of the best listening bands you can go see right now.
Well, that is one of the incredible joys of watching you guys perform, is watch how you do play off each other, and it's just a wonderful thing how you've been able to work it into this music, which is kind of cool. Because as you say, it could be straight up and down and kind of sterile, but it's not at all.
Well, I think if that was the live show we ended up with, something sterile and karaoke-ish, I think we probably just wouldn't tour, because that just sounds so boring. Yeah, yeah. Who wants to do that every night?
Why would you want to show that to people?
Absolutely. So I want to finish up with the way you finished up this the show on stage at World Cafe Live with Play It Right, which was the first piece you worked on?
That's right.
And maybe Amelia, talk a little bit about what, after you gave that to Nick to kind of work with, what your reaction was when he came back.
Well,
or were you there the entire time he was working on it?
Oh, no, I wasn't. Yeah. I gave it to him, and then about a year later, I got it back, which was after some serious prodding. And really, the main thing about it, which sounds very simple, but I got it back, and it was good. and it was good in a way where, like, Nick's voice was really strong, and it also kept Mountain Man's voice really strong, which is rare. And it felt more like a band than, or it was definitely a remix, but it also felt like, oh, this is, we can do more of this. We could do much more.
And how long after that did you decide to continue and work together?
A couple of months, just pretty quickly. It was the next time we hung out. I sent it to her, and then my parents live in Madison, Wisconsin, and so I was visiting them, and while Mountain Man was singing back up for Feist, they played there, and so I just kind of randomly saw that they were going to be here and was like, hey, we should hang out. And that was kind of the first thing we talked about that day. It was just like, that went really well. We should do that on purpose again.
Well, this is on purpose song. This is Play It Right.
Here we go. Play it right. Play it right.
pressed against your mouth in motion. Play right, play right, play right, play right, play right, play right,
Play It Right, live from the stage of World Cafe Live, and big thanks to Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn for their music, and Sylvain Esso, and for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.